This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I have a fun topic that I will toss out to the gang after 4 o'clock, so I think you'll like this one. This has to do with someone who had a bad experience with a passenger on an airplane, and that passenger was under the age of 5. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I bet.
And then Lior Sapir is going to be with us. I love Lior. He's been a guest before. And he wrote, this kind of ties into some of the gender stuff we were talking about, because he wrote about the broken chain of trust in pediatric gender medicine. We know that well here in St. Louis because of Jamie Reed. But, you know, like the people who lead the AMA, the American Medical Association, and some of these so-called experts, they're still on board with this nonsense. Lior is exposing it. That's coming up after Sue's News this afternoon. We love Chris Clem, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, as is Peter Zane, who is an editor at Real Clear Investigations, plus an audio cut of the day. Fred's already got the lineup set for the roundtable on Friday. Jane will be here, Ed Rohde on her side, and the mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower. We also have tomorrow Congressman Jason Smith. He of the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and they're kind of remarketing the Big Beautiful Bill. So that's one of the things that we'll talk about with Congressman Smith tomorrow. Right now, it's Scott Faughn, the host of This Week in Missouri, a big Jefferson City insider. How are you, Mr. Faughn? Welcome back to the show.
Doing very well. It's very beautiful today here in the state capitol.
It is the start of this special session, right? And one of the stories that came out today, I want you to explain this a little bit, because the headline made me think maybe that this was heading in another direction, but I think it's just procedural. So the headline in our local paper says, Kehoe withdraws his 5 St. Louis board picks as special session nears. Now, he had to pull back the names, because if he didn't do that, you correct me if I'm wrong, because of the session, they would have to deal with the appointments during this period here in the next couple of weeks. Is that what that was all about?
I think that was your local paper desperately wanting to keep local control, which has been a total failure, in line and make Kehoe look bad. This is totally procedural. He'll have to pull back every nominee he's done for every board. That happens every veto session, especially with a special session. There's some ambiguity on regular veto, but usually they just pull everybody back and put them back on. They'll all be placed back on. Anyone the governor wants on will be back on when special session's over with, which looks like it's going to be pretty quick. So unfortunately for those that were very thrilled and want the continued war zone to continue in downtown St. Louis, this is only a momentary reprieve.
What do you make of what's going on? Look, you're a fan of Mike Kehoe. I'm a fan of Mike Kehoe. He pulls people
Absolutely.
Back in order to do a couple of different things. Now, my least favorite topic in all of media history has to be initiative petition reform, just because I think people's eyes glaze over. That's one of the topics, though, that they're going to, you know, have on the table. And then on the redistricting, Faughn, is it something I'm seeing that even some, I don't know if this is true, but some Democrats in the Senate, I'm sorry, some Republicans in the Senate are saying we're not quite comfortable with this. Maybe start by explaining what they're doing here and is it appropriate to do the redrawing of the lines when we're, you know, not 10 years away from the next census or whatever it would be now, 5 years away?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, appropriateness, it's like some folks might call me fat. My mom called me big boned, kind of in the eye of the beholder. Is it shoddy? Is it purely for partisan? This was not drawn by any Missourians. No Missourians had input in this. This was drawn by Washington, D.C. and sent here for not to benefit one single person in the state. It's strictly for Republican partisan advantage. Now, you can think that's bad or good, depending on probably what your partisan breakdown is. I don't think it's a very good thing. I think it's a pretty bad look. I interviewed Congressman Cleaver today, and I asked him, I was like, well, okay, this is shoddy. No one's proud. The suburban Republicans are proud. They're kind of for any off-the-wall thing. But most folks are not proud of this. However, the very real reason that I think Kehoe agreed to do this is, one, you know, Donald Trump is hard to say no to,
yes,
and nobody in the Republican Party does. But number two, you know, you look across the river to Illinois. Look at that ridiculous, corrupt, partisan, gerrymandered, out the wazoo map. I'm sorry, the map they're going to pass next week into law is not nearly as corrupt as that.
Well, I know.
Watched Barack Obama.
Yeah, I go back to that Illinois map too. You look at that one district you're talking about, which kind of cuts through the middle of the state, Champaign. It looks like what you would normally see on a radar if there is a line of thunderstorms that are coming in, right? And so that's where I'm uncomfortable, because my gut tells me I'm uncomfortable that they're doing this again so quickly. And maybe this is not good rationale or, consistent with not being hypocritical. But when you look at Illinois, you look at some of these other states and the way that they've been gerrymandered, you think to yourself, well, you got to take advantage of the power when you have it. But I'm still a little uncomfortable with it. Is it your sense, though, because of the numbers, and even if you have a couple of Republicans on the Senate side that are uneasy about it, that they're still going to get it done, right?
Oh, they're going to do it. It'll be done in very short order. There won't be even a lot of discussion. I mean, they'll give the Democrats 6 or 8 hours to talk about it and complain, and I get it. But here's my thing. I saw a tweet from Barack Obama, and I'm so sick of the democracy stuff. It just no one cares. I mean, when you've lost, you've lost. But Barack Obama said this was a threat to democracy. And I'm like, your home state is the most corrupt. The retirement plan for governors is prison. I mean, they drew the most corrupt map ever, and I don't remember Barack Obama saying that's a threat to democracy. So I'm sorry, this whole democracy thing, I'm tired of it, and I don't think any regular person buys it. This is not good democracy, but it's not a threat to democracy. And if it was, what is Illinois but a full-throated attack on democracy? But I didn't hear any of the liberals whining about that.
If we're being honest, most people, and even, you know, a fair amount of people who are listening right now, this is kind of in the weeds for them. They, you know, maybe they're a little confused when they go to vote the next time because there's another member of Congress that might be on the ballot. I'm always struggling to find out how much, you know, most people, let's face it, most people don't know who their state reps are, their senators. They're not really dialed into that.
Well, so, in a rural area, but certainly not in the cities.
Right.
The lines are too dragging. I'll give you a prediction, Mark. I think the courts will uphold this map. And I also think not one Republican will face any pushback from the voters over doing this. Is this shoddy and bad? Is Cleaver really a good man? If you want the truth, yes. Is this probably beneath Mike Kehoe? Probably. But no voter is going to care. They're just not going to care.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. Yeah, I think you're right about that. On the initiative petition reform, which they've been trying for years, I just want them to get something done so we don't have to hear about it anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to say that even if they pass something next week, this has to go to a vote of the people. This is one of the maps. They're just going to change the maps. That's going to be the new map. And they'll bring in Hatfield, and Chuck is a great lawyer, and he very well may overturn it. I doubt it, but maybe he does in the federal courts. But this whole thing with initiative petition reform, this is not the end. This isn't even the end of the beginning. It has to go to a vote of the public. And I'm sorry, I'm very pessimistic that the people of this state are going to vote to make it harder for them to change the Constitution. I think we need it. I think it's a terrible system we have. I just think the public is going to keep the one they got because it gives them more power.
Well, one of the reasons, though, I would maybe take it in a different direction. I think it's just a confusing issue. and people don't really understand it. I've talked about it for several years now, and I'm not saying I don't understand it. I'm saying I don't really, you know, want to hear about it anymore. I do think that, and I've been, you know, I've said this on the record before. Dude, I've had issues with this stupid process since the mid-1980s, and I've been critical of it. But the way to change it, you know, is complicated because you do have to send it to a vote. I don't know which I favor. I do think that the threshold should be more than just a simple majority. I don't know if that means 60%. Other states have gone to 60%. But I also wonder if people, you know, when it does land on the ballot, will they even know really what they're voting for?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I will tell you this. This is where being a simple hillbilly comes in handy. I would rather be the person who has the easiest time explaining my argument, who can say it in the fewest words. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to explain the argument to change the system. The argument to keep the system is the voters have more power.
Pretty
you're
simple.
Taking their power
right,
away.
Right.
I'd like to be on the side of the simple.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to put it, and maybe that's where this ends up. You are often very vocal online about the St. Louis Cardinals. While I have you here.
Oh, depressing. Good Lord. I didn't know there was an eighth circle of hell, but we found it.
You know, Fred and I talk about it all the time because I love baseball. I depend on it for my entertainment. I can't do it anymore. I've reached that point in the season where, you know, I've lost hope. And I just, you know, this whole thing with the Cardinals, Fawn, it's not, we knew this a year ago, it was going to be several years, but now it seems like we've kicked the can. It's going to be, when's the next time we compete? The next presidential race? Is that the next time we have a team that can compete?
No, I'm going to tell you, it seemed dark in 95. It seemed, I actually got so disgusted. I took Gussie to the game Monday. What a depressing sight that was. But I remember, I went on the way home, I rewatched the press conference when Walt Jocketty brought Tony La Russa in, and everything changed immediately. And maybe, I don't think we'll be in the World Series next year, but we go get our next Whitey Herzog, our next Tony La Russa, with the Heim Bloom, and look, whether we like him or not, I'm here to give him a chance, because he's all we got. So we have a new system running things. Look, this is tired. This is a failure. This is beyond a failure.
Well, but
fire everybody.
There doesn't seem to be there doesn't seem to be an indication they're going to fire Marmol. And a lot of people
then
like him.
Then this will suck again.
Okay, well, I mean.
I'd say who likes him. Media people like him because he returns their text messages and does their shows. There's no fans that like him. Trust me.
I'm indifferent.
Monday.
Yeah.
No one likes him.
Yeah.
It's been half a decade. Look, son, you had to tell him, say, look, son, I'm sorry. You had half a decade, and maybe it's not your fault, but you didn't do anything to make it better. Time to move on. This isn't the Pirates.
Okay. Well, there you go.
At least it used to not be the Pirates.
I knew.
It pretty much is now.
I knew I'd be able to elicit some response out of you, and there we go. Scott Fawn, awesome to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.